Good morning, 6:21 a.m. on September the 19th, 2013. It's horrible. This is one of those mornings where I probably shouldn't have walked. I'm hoping I'm going to make it back before it gets much worse. It's raining. It's not a heavy rain, not yet. It hasn't soaked through my shirt yet. And I've been out in it for almost a mile. But it's cold. It's really. There's a wind chill that's just carving through. Miles 16:18 for the first mile. That sounds really slow. I'm not quite sure why. Because I was really pushing to try to get body heat moving. Because it's the only thing that's saving me from hypothermia at this point. Is body heat. I have some. It's getting... My core temperature is okay. My extremities are a bit rough. My nose is really cold. My fingertips aren't too bad. That's usually the next thing. But there's a thunder shower coming. And I didn't realize this before I left. It's every once in a while I see the lightning flash. There's a rumble of thunder. With any luck, it's moving away. Typically, storms move away from Greeley, not toward Greeley. But it does not bode well for those people in the mountains who are still trying to dry out. And I really do not want to get caught in a downpour. So I really need to get home before that storm gets here. Assuming it's coming in this direction, and I don't know. I'm hoping that it's not, but I'm pumping along as if it were. Figuring an 18-minute back half. It's been a couple minutes already, so I have about a quarter of an hour to race the storm back to port. So yesterday was one of those semi-frustrating days. It was wasn't a bad day. The automobile, the van that's in the shop, is in theory it's done this morning. They called last night around 8 o'clock. Said, yeah, we stayed late to make sure it got done. And we'll be here for a few more minutes. And I said, I don't want to come out again tonight. So, I have to take the kids to school and come home and then take the wife over to pick up her van so she can go to work. Today's Wednesday. No, today's Thursday. So today's also high school day. As much as I'm looking forward to seeing the kids, I'm not looking forward to doing really anything today. I'm feeling nauseous. Decidedly uncomfortable out here. And a part of my comfort level is being cold and wet. The air is really moist. Not, not too surprising, given that it's raining. The humidity is through the roof, so it's pulling in all the scents. I'm surrounded by spruce and pine trees, and the air is filled with the smell of them, which under normal circumstances might delight me, but in the moment is sort of lost in my overwhelming desire to get the hell back to the house. If I'd known how uncomfortable it was out, I'd have worn my parka. Now, parka is fleece-lined, but it has a hood, so it'll keep the rain out of my off my neck. I am wearing my ball cap, but it's not raining that heavily, but it's still, it's the comfort factor. I was just thinking yesterday I probably should get some rain gear. Raincoats are not something that a lot of people own here, because we live in a desert. Generally speaking, if it's raining, wait a minute, it'll stop. But it would have been nice to be able to slide on a slicker this morning before I left the house. Today is Thursday the 19th. That means tomorrow the prices on my various books go back to normal. It's not completely overcast. There's what looks like either a full or nearly full moon rising over the mountains right at the moment. Rising, not rising, setting over the mountains. Would be setting in the west, rising in the east. Heaviest weather seems to be north of me. It doesn't seem to be getting any closer. Breaks in the clouds off to the southeast is definitely a cloud pack coming. Where is it? I can't tell if it's coming in from the northwest or leaving toward the northwest. Looking up is not conducive to having good vision, so I won't do that anymore. Seen a lot of my normal early morning compatriots, Monk Pole. I did see Mercury, the old guy on the bike with the wings. He went rolling by a little while ago. And some guy who apparently uses his bicycle to commute, because I always see him going in the same direction one way every day, about the same time. This is a perfect place to commute by bicycle because it is so flat. There are some hills, but there aren't very many. And they are very tall. And the grades aren't very steep. So, yeah, it's a good place for bicycles. almost there. Yeah, it looks like the storm is pulling away. The movement of the cloud shield up above me seems to be. Sliding up slope and not drifting out onto the plains, which is would be indicative of it moving away, so good. I had visions of being caught in a gust front. Doused in a downpour. Downside is that the wind's picking up, so the wind chill's dropping the temp. The inflow to the storm is pulling air in from surrounding area. So this must be my day to talk about the weather. I still haven't heard from the owner's share edits. If any luck, I'll get those today. I'll at least clear up the van problem today. And perhaps I can do some small bits here and there to kind of fill in with distractions. So the storm is moving away and now it's starting to rain harder. It's starting to rain significantly harder. Joy. Well, I'm almost at the north turn here, so I'm only couple of minutes from shelter. It is getting lighter. Sun's getting up higher. Clouds are not quite as dark and lowery as they were. I'm pushing. I don't have a lot of breath left. I don't have a lot of stuff to say other than, oh, sucky morning walk. Anyway, so yeah, anyway. It's a dog walker. Doesn't matter what the weather, some Dog's gotta go, dog's gotta go. Half on the backside. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm trying desperately to get home quickly. Not bad for the second half after being pounded on the first half. So yeah, today will be short, but you won't have to listen to me whine about the weather for very long. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.